Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. A very happy 2026 to all of you listening. May this be a year of renewal, of respite, of peace and harmony in new ways we do not yet know, but can imagine. Today, we're going to be talking about innovative things happening at the Cathlamet Public Library. We're going to talk about the idea that you have a library that's coming out to the people, that's recreating what we think of when we think of the word library. Today, my guest is Dan Turner. He is the chair of the board of directors of the Cathlamet Public Library. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Donna.
So happy you're here today. The title of this program is The Little Library That Could, and you're going to find out more about that when we talk with Dan. But first, I would like you to talk to our listening audience, please, Dan, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how long you've lived in Cathlamet.
Okay, thank you. And so I will say that I was born and raised in Beaverton, Oregon. And then later in my life, I went into the Navy, served in the Navy for 21 years, retired from the Navy, moved down to Skamakwa, Washington here, and then eventually moved into the Cathlamet area. I have three kids. And during that time, after I got out of the Navy, I was also a public school teacher for full-time for 13 years, did a bunch of substitute teaching prior to that. And after I got retired from public school teaching, I was approached to be on the Cathlamet Library Board. And so here I am.
And with lots of enthusiasm and excitement. And when we talked before, I did some research. What is the relevance of libraries in our world today? And here are a few things that people say, and then we're going to talk about the Cathlamet Library in particular. But public libraries remain relevant because they've evolved from just book lenders to essential community hubs, offering vital services like free internet, tech access, job training, literacy programs, safe public spaces, bridging the digital divide and fostering social equity, learning, civic engagement for everyone, especially vulnerable populations. There aren't many truly public places left in America. Most of our shared spaces require money or a certain social status to access. Malls exist to sell people things. Museums discourage loiterers for the most part. Coffee shops expect patrons to purchase a drink or snack if they want to enjoy the premises. One place, though, remains open to everybody, the public library. So for those listeners who are not familiar with Cathlamet, let's place the Cathlamet Public Library in Cathlamet. And why don't you give us some context and a little overview about that, please? Because you're doing some pretty exciting things for a little tiny library.
Okay. Well, about Cathlamet, it's a town of approximately 600 people right on the Columbia River and has a deep, rich history. It's, the founding was back in, I think, 1846. Anyway, so it's a small town, 600 people, and it resides in a small county of Wakayakum, which has approximately 4,600 people. So everything is small here. We got small other towns, Grays River, Rossburg, so on, Skamakwa, so on and so forth. So that's a quick overview. And to add, the library, Cathlamet Public Library, is funded by the town of Cathlamet from general revenue. No tax district. General revenue. And for listeners, what that means is the town council decides each year how much money the library will get.
And the library itself is open. Obviously, by the way, if you're listening and you want to volunteer at the Cathlamet Public Library, get in touch with them because volunteers are always helpful. Because at this moment, it says that the town librarian is just a 0.5. You can explain a little bit about how it works.
Yes, we have one librarian, Vicki Franklin, a wonderful librarian. Yes, I'm biased. Seriously, she's open to new ideas, moving the library forward. But the huge thing is that she works part-time. That's not the huge thing that I was going to mention, but she does work part-time, 19.5 hours a week, whatever. The library is only open to the public 15 hours a week. And everybody else that works there is all volunteer. And she does a wonderful job with the volunteers. She provides that warm, and I'm not just saying this, warm, welcoming atmosphere in the library. So when people first come in, they're greeted by a human, by a person, either Vicky or the volunteers, and they say, "Oh, good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Oh, good to see you, Mike," or whatever, because usually they know their names, And so that's huge. That is huge. You need to have a warm, welcoming atmosphere in the library where it's not shh, shh, or you're telling the kids, "Hey, don't run. Hey, don't do." No, get rid of all that nonsense. Most of the time, none of that's happening anyway. Have that warm, welcoming atmosphere so people want to get a library card. That's huge. You don't want people coming in the library and getting, treated rudely, and then now I'm out at some event saying, "Hey, get a library card." And they kind of scowl at me and go, "Oh, I would, but I got treated pretty badly last time I was in there." I never hear that at our library. Never, ever once. It's always positive, and it always starts with Vicki Franklin, our wonderful librarian, who provides that warm, welcoming atmosphere.
Well, libraries are about human connection because we're so isolated with our computers now. And the Kathlamet Library offers 19,000 books, 2,200 DVDs, access to online ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, the Wakayankum County Eagle newspaper, public computers and printers, free Wi-Fi, tax forms, printing and faxing, all of that. But Dan, what you're trying to do is really revolutionize the way we think about libraries in a lot of ways, because you're bringing the library out into the community, not really having people, think that they have to just go to the library. I mean, clearly there are some kind of very cool things that you all are doing at the library, but how are you making the Kathlamet Public Library more relevant to the people in Wakayankum County?
Well, let me start with a little story. Everybody likes stories. I'd been on the board, I don't know, a couple months, and I knew we needed to get in the paper. We have a local paper here, Wakayankum Eagle. Wonderful paper, excuse me, paper, and a wonderful staff. And I'd been in their office once or twice, but other stuff years ago. Anyway, so I thought, we got to run an ad. Just starting with that, we need a weekly ad in the paper. So I go down to the I had to go down to their office. It's about 300 feet away from the library, and go in. I'm talking with them and stuff, and everything. They're warm and welcoming and stuff, and all that stuff. And then one of them says, "Yeah, I got a library card or something." And the other one says, "Oh, I don't." And I'm thinking, "Good grief! You're 300 feet away from the library, and you can't even manage at lunchtime to go up there." And then the other side of my brain says, "Dan, you wouldn't either. You would be lazy and you'd say, 'No, this is my lunchtime. I'm not going to go up there. I don't want to go. And I have to spend a half hour getting my library.'" And then it dawned on me, the library has to get out to the people. If we just went around to all the businesses with a laptop and a laminator and said, "Hey, you want a library card?" Now you remove all that friction of them having to go to the library. I have to go to the, forget that. Go to the people. Well, we haven't done, and I did have that as a thing, and I'd still like to do that. Go around all the businesses. No, I never did that. We never did that. But what we did do is we went out to countless, in 2025, we went out to countless events. Any event didn't matter. National night out for the police and firemen and so on Puget Island. We were there. We signed up 25 people. The West End Farmers Market. We were there every Friday of the day. During the summertime for 3 months. I don't care. You know, we're at the Skibakway Grange. We signed up the members. We at a meeting. We went to the Grays River Grange and we signed up the members there at a meeting. We just went out and out and out. Takes time, takes work. Sometimes it isn't fun. Oh well, quit your whining and get out there and sign people up to get a card. Because people aren't going to come to the library. Because
well, here's the thing, Dan, that you said, which I really like, is you said that, and people probably need to realize that the libraries are funded based on membership. Like if you are serving a lot of members and you want to get a grant, a membership in a library is free. But the bigger membership you have, the more power you have and the more finances and resources you will have available.
Correct. And that's an excellent point. And my two things, I call it M and M. And that is one, membership, the other, marketing. Now, some people get turned off marketing and library. Oh, that sounds, you know, that's business. And okay, use the word sharing. I don't care. But if you can't get an ad in the paper about your library, how are people going to know? If you can't put articles in your paper about the library, how are people going to know? If you can't get photographs of your library and stuff going on, how are people going to know? If you can't do that on Facebook, how are people going to know? That's how we know stuff. It's by marketing, by people putting stuff in our faces, whether we like it or not. You know, you hear the slogan, Coke, it's the real thing. We know that, you know, GE, you know, we, you know, make things better. You know, all these slogans that are out there, and we know that because we get hit with it 38,000 times. And it's the same thing should be for the library, not in a business sense or any of that. I'm not trying to be crass or anything like that, but how are people going to know that the library, people hear library and the majority of people just think books. Yeah, I'm not. I don't really read.
Oh, it's so much more. And you're right. I think we have to help people realize that it's still relevant and powerful. And you said something earlier about empower the library card. Tell me what you mean, because you are offering, I mean, a library card at Gathlamet Public Library gets people some pretty cool stuff that, you know, a lot of people may not be aware of. So what do you mean by empower the library card?
Well, again, let me get a little bit of story time here. To help with that, in my early months, I'm being on the board and sitting in the library with Vicky and talking and so on, or going out to events, setting up our table, having our booth and all that sort of stuff. You know, frequently, often, sometimes, whatever, people would say, oh, I'm not much of a reader. Oh, no, I don't read or whatever. And so I thought, I don't really care that you're not a reader. And at the same time, I understand you're not a reader. But somehow I want them to have a library card. So we got to make that library card other than just about, I know it sounds weird and odd, other than just about reading. And so, and we already have in a sense that you can download the Libby app with our library card and other library cards in the state of Washington. You download the Libby app, you don't have to read. You can listen to a book, audio. That's not reading, that's just listening. So we already have done that, you know. But what I also did was I got to figure out other ways to empower this thing where people go, cool, I want a card. I'm always thinking, trying to put myself back, oftentimes, not always, back like I'm a teenager in high school or something, you know. You know, and how you were as a teenager in high school was you wanted to be cool. You wanted the cool stuff, you know? And so I want that card to be cool. You know, oh, you don't have a library card? Good luck to you. So I empowered it by, in short, yeah, we have eight businesses in Wakiakum County, seven businesses in Wakiakum County that provide a 15% off discount with the library card. We also have one in Pacific County. That's a coffee shop there. I'll avoid names if I should or not, whatever. And they provide 15% off discount. And we just partnered up with a business in Astoria. And they provide 25% off with the library card. So that's empowering the library card.
Well, wait, also, what business in Astoria is doing that?
Blue Scorcher.
Yay. Okay. So if you they have a library, other,
they do it for the library.
That's fabulous because that, it gets it right into the community. So empower the library card. So not only are there discounts at local businesses, but also there are passes, there is the swimming pool. Talk about that.
Yes. Well, that's a brand new thing. We had a donor step up and the donor was willing to fund for kids to kids under 18 to swim for free at the we have a swim pool here at Cath Lamet that the Women's Club funded decades ago, and it's struggles at times, but anyway, and it's open roughly 3 months out of the year, and 2.5 months, and a person said, I'll provide funding for kids to go to the swim pool for free if they show their library card. Bingo. That's what's going to happen in 2026. So you show up at the swim pool, you're a 12-year-old kid, you're 8 years old, you're 15, I don't care what, show your library card, you get in for free. You go
That's
swimming.
That's terrific. For free.
Why not? Here you're meeting two things. One, the town of Cath Lamet, the Women's Club, they said, we need a swimming pool because we're tired of seeing every year losing one or two of our kids due to drowning in the Columbia River or whatever river. And two, it gets kids in the library at the basic, even if they just come in to get a card with their mom or dad, whoever, to get their library card so they can go swimming and they never step foot in the library again. Okay.
Well, whatever. They see that it's available and it's a resource. That's exactly, for sure, you know, and that's what exactly. We want is they're not just sitting there. Libraries are coming out. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, I'm talking with Dan Turner. He is the chairman of the board of the Cath Lamet Public Libraries. And we're talking about this tiny little library that is doing innovative things, empowering the library card, bringing the library out to people. And Dan, I'd love you to tell that story about Library After Dark and the little trips that you have been making to buy lamps. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, 3 months ago, roughly, I was visiting Puget Island Gardens out on Puget Island, a business out there. And I know the owner there and his wife, blah, blah. And sitting down, talking with Gene. And Gene said, let's try to shorten this up. Anyway, Gene said, hey, Dan, he says, you know, winter's coming on and stuff. And I just hate to be holed up in my house. And I don't want to be, you know, just sitting in my house for 4 or 5 months. He says, you ever thought of opening up the library at night? You know, where people could just come into the library at night. You wouldn't even have to have a library, you know, check out books or anything like that. And so we talked for about another minute or two. And I looked up and said, let's do it. And I mean, checked with Vicky, the librarian, but I knew, hey, if there's some reason we couldn't do it, she'd tell me and we couldn't do it. Okay, no big deal. And I tell Gene. But I just want to say that because that's just how I am. Just move forward. And that's part of my Navy training, I'm convinced. Just move forward. If you need to adjust, adjust, whatever. But don't sit there and try, well, we need to take it before the board and we need to, well, let's table it and let's do a survey. Oh, good grief. Just do it. And if it fails, it fails. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Whoop-de-doo. Who cares? So anyway, so now we started it and it's been over 2.5 months or whatever. You know, we haven't done it during the holiday time. But every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., the library is open. You do not check out books. You can pull a book off the shelf and read it and whatever. That's cool. We don't care. And it's just open. You come in and there's nobody telling you, oh, here's the activity or do this or sit there. No, you just come in and then it's up to you to do whatever you want. You want to sit down with three of your friends and talk about stuff? Cool, go for it. But one thing I knew, and when I was talking with Gene, when he came up with the idea, was I don't want overhead lights on in the library at nighttime. You know, it's just not welcoming during the daytime. Okay. But nighttime, yuck, fluorescent, yuck, or whatever they are, the long tubes. And I made two trips to Goodwill in Longview. And look, you're only looking at 7 to 15 bucks for each lamp. So, ooh, 125 bucks or 50 or whatever. And got 10 lamps, made a couple trips. And Vicky, once again, fully supported it, loved it, wonderful. This eclectic bunch of lamps that we have in our library. So we have 10 lamps scattered throughout the library now, and those are all on Library After Dark. And she turns them on all the time now for, whenever the library is open, because they're wonderful. And so it just provides that warm living room, family room feel. And last time we had it, we had 17 people there, just talking. A couple people over in the corner playing guitar. A person was doing jigsaw. A couple people just sitting by themselves reading. Other people in little groups talking.
It's community. The library is creating and offering community. And that's so crucial, Dan. That's really what we need. And I love this idea. You're partnering with businesses to get people discounts at local businesses to, when they show their library card. When you get a library card, you help the library maintain and continue. I mean, now libraries have 3D printers, all this other stuff. And also, you're partnering with museums and parks, and people can get passes.
Oh, I didn't touch on that. Yes. So again, empowering the card. With your library card, you can now get we have five different what we call cultural passes, five different passes to museums or whatever you want to. So we do the Discover Pass, Washington State Discover Pass, which gets you into the parks. Columbia Maritime Museum there in Astoria. Clatsop County Historical Museum with their three different museums that they have. The Oregon State Park Day Pass, parking pass. And then a new one just recently, the Rice Museum of Rocks and Minerals in Hillsboro, Oregon, which I visited. Wonderful museum. So these are all just another thing, you could never read, and yet you got access to cultural pass, five different passes free for you and your family. It's not just, oh, just one person in. It's two adults and four kids typically for these passes. Cultural passes, you get 15% off discounts at eight different businesses and 25% off at another one. And this summer, your kids can go swimming for free.
Yeah, the library, your little library, the little library that could, it's moving and shaking. And I think a lot of that's due to your go for it energy, Dan, that's for sure. So we only have a few minutes left, and I'd like to give you this time to let our listening audience know anything we haven't talked about or anything you want to talk about again.
I would just emphasize, and I think we're going to touch on the anyway. One, if you live in Wakayama County, get a library card. It's free. I know I'm telling you, hey, you got to come in the library. If you don't want to do that, then find me and Vicky when we're out at all these different events, and get a library card. They're free. Well, what's the big deal? Stick it in your wallet. They're laminated. That's my one big thing when I came on board is we're going to do laminated library card, not these paper things. I want a real card that's laminated. Second, if you don't live in Wakayama County, get a library card at your local library. Support them. Even if you never walk in there, you get access to the Libby app, or whatever it is in Oregon. And then third is volunteer. I know. People think I don't want to just put away books. I'm not talking about that. That might be it. Might be what you're good at. Might be what's needed for your library. I am talking primarily about volunteering and saying, "Hey, have you ever guys ever done this?" No, I'd like to do that. And I'm talking about reaching out to the community. Hey, we do this. Our community does this little event each year. I want to have a booth there and a table for our library. And instantly, you'll be met with resistance. I'm presuming, because, oh, well, you know, we don't have a booth. Okay, spend $150 and get one. Oh, well, we don't have a banner. Okay, get on Amazon and spend $25 and get one. Oh, well, we don't have a laminator. Okay, spend $30 and get one. Good grief. What's all this resistance for? Oh, we've never done that before. Whatever it is, you know. Well, we've never done. Okay, well, then do it. If you've never done it before.
Yeah, Dan, that's it. That's a good New Year's message for all of us is, you know, and I will tell you that the very innovative, creative, brilliant, visionary man by the name of Robert Jacobs said, you know, do something, even if it's wrong, because you'll get feedback, but just do it, because we always like, no, it won't. It might be, I might make a mistake. It might not be right. No, do something, even if it's wrong, because we don't know the outcome. Once you start moving and right. You've got the Cathalamet Library moving in, you know, in so many different directions, you're empowering the library card. And I love that. And I hope that all of our listeners are fans of libraries and realize again what a crucial role they play, especially to vulnerable populations who don't have access to, you know, the internet or the smartphone or all the different things. Libraries open your eyes. They open worlds. They're essential for our democracy. They're essential in every way. And I love that this Cathalamet Library has, you know, library after dark with the little lamps you got at Goodwill and Longview, and that, you know, and that you're trying all these new things and partnering with businesses. And I really appreciate you making time to be here, Dan. Thank you for all your energy, your enthusiasm. Great way to start 2026.
Thank you, Donna, for having me on here. And everyone, go out there and get your library card and support your library. And let your town councils and county commissioners know what your library is doing, because they're the ones that pull the strings.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Dan Turner. Thank you, Viri, for engineering today. My gratitude to Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Oh, I also have to say, check out the book, This Is Happiness, by Niall Williams, about a small Irish village, the characters who lived there before electricity. It is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful book. This Is Happiness. Anyway, and thank you so much, Viri. Thank you, Michael Brun. Thanks all of you who listen to Talk of Our Towns. And now let's take a moment to take a very deep breath all together. It's just so healthy and good for our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. So let's take a brand new 2026 New Year's breath, healing for us. And then let's focus with gratitude on all the things that are going well. There, of course, will always be things that aren't going well. Let's focus on and expand our gratitude for the things that are going well. Connect with people we love today. Connect with ourselves in authentic ways. And give yourself a hug or a pat on the back for being you, extraordinary you, the only one in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.
Support for this program comes in part from Our Coast Weekend, your source for arts and entertainment news in the Columbia Pacific. Published weekly in the Wednesday Chinook Observer, the Thursday Astorian, and online at discoverourcoast.com.
You just listened to Talk of Our Towns with Donna Quinn. Up next at 9:30, A Story Told with Michael McCusker. You're listening to KMUN.
This program is brought to you in part by England Marine and Industrial, serving this community since 1944. From tackle to tools, waders to welders, we've got you covered. 7 retail stores along the coast and online at englandmarine.com.